Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Whatever you want to do, I just feel that the Lord wants us to do so much surrendering this morning. Lord, you can do through me wherever you want to go. Lord, you can go through my life, whoever you want to touch. Lord, you can touch through me wherever you want to go. Lord, you can go through my life, for I am yours. I'm yours forevermore. I'm yours. I'm yours. I can just hear the song in my spirit. Whoever you want to bless, Lord, may you bless through my life. Wherever you want to go, Lord, you can go through my life. Whatever you want to do, Lord, you can do through my life. Whatever you want to do, Lord, you can do through my life, for I'm yours. I'm yours forevermore. I'm yours. I can sense God doing something mighty this morning. Lord, I will lay down my door, and throne I have made, and all that has taken my heart. I will lay down my idol. There is no doubt the Lord is demanding surrender, a complete surrender this morning. All that has taken my heart, I will lay down my door, and thrones I have made, and all that has taken my heart. And Lord, I will bow to you to know the God. But you belong. And Lord, I will worship you. Nothing can separate. But you alone. I will lay the mind. All of my. And all that's taken my heart, because there is nothing other side. There is nothing I desire. There is nothing other side compares to you. There is nothing other side. There is nothing I truly desire. There is nothing I desire compared to you. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. want, and there's nothing on the sun compared to you. Lord, you are. And my heart should notice this morning, to realize this morning. Jesus, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and there's nothing on the side compared to you. May it be true in my heart that there is nothing I desire. There is nothing I desire, and that there is nothing I desire compares to you. Oh God, there is nothing I desire. There is nothing I truly desire. There is nothing I desire. Lord, may it be true. So let the lifting up my hands touch your heart. Let the singing of my songs touch your heart. My worship touch your heart. May my devotion touch your heart. Oh God, let the lifting of my hands touch your heart. Let the singing of my songs touch your heart. Oh God, my worship touch your heart. My devotion touch your heart. For it's your heart that I'm after, Lord. I need every moment to count. Let the lifting of my hands be as an evening sacrifice. My worship from my altar, it's your heart that I'm after, Lord. I need every moment to count. So let the lifting of my hands be as an evening sacrifice, my worship. Finally, Lord, you are the love of my life. Let's not be in a hurry to sing it. Think about it. You are the hope that I cling to. You mean more than this life to me. I won't trade you for silver nor gold. I won't trade you for riches untold. You are, yeah. I won't trade you. I won't trade for silver or gold. I won't trade you, God. I won't trade riches untold. You are my everything. I won't trade you for silver nor gold. I won't trade you for riches untold. You are my everything. I won't trade you for silver nor gold. I won't trade you, God, for riches untold. You are mine. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Can we be kindly seated? We just have 30 minutes and I promise you we'll be out from here. I sense the Lord prompting us to sing some surrender song as I was leading the first song. And I just wanted us to yield, because that's the goal of the service, to yield to the leadings of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. So last Tuesday we started talking about something powerful. What was the topic? Eternal life is the remedy. How many of you were blessed? Maybe a few people were in Tuesday's service. If you were blessed by the Lord, shout glory. All right. I spoke about quite a number of things. And now I'll continue. I think the tale of what we spoke about on Sunday was giftings and fullness, kind of. Can you remember? Giftings and what? Are you here? A tale of whatever we spoke about on Sunday. So I want to build on it this wonderful morning. And I think in 40 minutes we should be out, because I just want to hit one point. I know you don't believe me, but you'll see it. Amen? Eternal life is a remedy. I shared an experience, and I want to share again, because there are more number of people today. More people miss Tuesday service. They don't think it's so important. So I'll just try to share the story again. I had an encounter in my 200 level, the first semester. I was on a vision of the night, a vision of the morning, because it was in the morning that it finished. So through the night to the morning, and I saw a very big building, more like five-story building, if I'm not mistaken, even more than five-story building. And this building didn't have door. I didn't see any door. All I saw were cupboard. And the best illustration for this is when you watch these movies, these white movies. I think it should be some Nigerian schools who have advanced. You see the student going to keep their bags in their locker before they get to their classes. Amen? So that's how I saw the cupboards. And there was a name of a scene at the head, the front of the cupboard. For every cupboard, there was a particular name of a scene. And when you open the cupboard, interestingly, what you see is the carcasses of somebody, the skeletal system of somebody, somebody who has rotten. So I was wondering, Lord, what is the meaning of this? It was a very long vision, I think more than 2 hours vision. What's the meaning of this? I was so scared even in the vision that my roommate said I was shaking. So he went to the edge of the bed and was just looking at me. I was just shaking while I was sleeping and talking to myself and praying in the spirit. So take for instance a particular scene, let's say pornography, masturbation, stealing. You can call any other scene, lying. You can think about any scene and just, you know, put it, imagine it at the front of that cupboard, those cupboards. And the Lord said that one thing Satan planted in the lives of people kept them bound for years in the realm of death. He said not only that they were not productive spiritually, he said some of them never became productive even physically. Are you aware that there are people who are smoking today who would have been wonderful doctors that would have shaped this world? Are you aware? Are you in church this wonderful morning? I need to hear you. Are you aware that there are wonderful engineers who would have done great things? who are in the beer parlor probably this morning? True. There are mighty destinies who Satan has wasted because of one particular sin or another. Great and mighty destinies. You can tell you would have been one of them who are wasted if not for eternal life. Are you here this wonderful morning? But somehow the Lord was able to get you. And let me just divert a little bit. Because somebody yielded to the Lord. The Bible said the gospel is powerful in Romans 10, but how can it reach people who are dying except God sends a man that accepts to go? God what? Sends a man that accepts to go. We are all here, the product of God's power through yielded vessels who allowed God to use them. If some people never allow God to use them, some of us would not be Christians. Sorry, I say some of us, all of us. Beginning from our parents, to our pastors, to our colleagues who led us to the Lord. If they were never yielded, would have been another thing. I know some of you are saying there are great destinies who are living in darkness. But I disagree. I disagree because the standard of God's word says otherwise. I remember there's a wonderful man in the internet, Facebook especially. He always does more like vetting contents of people and, of course, making sure that the word of God stands. Wonderful man. And one time he did something that I felt was wrong. He used one of these worldly singers and was showing how that so, she was not doing anything great. And all of a sudden, she's big. That is God not wonderful? He has changed her life. And I'm wondering, what did he change in her life? Because she now has more money. Are you listening? And people mistaking more money for success. Money is very important. Nobody can ever deny the fact that money is what? Very important. And my prayer is that everybody should have a lot of money. But not at the detriment of your soul. Even God said in his word in 3 John 2, he said, "Dear beloved, I wish above all that you will prosper and what? Be in health, even as your..." Meaning, you shouldn't prosper beyond the prosperity of your soul. Any prosperity that makes you neglect your conscience is not of God. Neglect truths. Truths that make up your conscience. In summary, that's why I said I use conscience. I would have said truth rather. It's not from God. It is your own. People don't know that just having money without understanding God is nothing called success in the realm of the spirit. God called a rich man a foolish man in scripture. He said, "Rejoice my soul, rest and eat all the days of your life." Sounds like how, you know, just that some of you did not say the same line. But our thinking for most of us is like that. We want to make a lot of money and enjoy our life with our children. And we just enjoy that. Nothing about, no agenda for God and his kingdom. No agenda. And we can prove it because they are not even committed to the things of God. They don't like the things of God. They feel like it's a burden. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Not committed to even purity. That is why when they see worldly singers who are successful to them because they have money, they use them, you know, every time as a standard. And sometimes when we talk like this, you are tempted to think we are wicked people who are judging other people. That temptation rises in your heart. Satan begins to say, you know, the Bible says, "Be not ignorant of the devices of the devil." I know he will be staring somebody's heart and saying, "Why is he condemning? I am not condemning. That's why I'm a preacher. If I would have been a condemner, God would not make me a preacher." And somebody may be saying, judge not so that you may not be judged. That's somebody who doesn't know the scriptures. You don't even come to church very well. That's why you talk like that. If you know the scriptures, you are quoting it wrongly. The judgment here is called katakrima in Greek. It means to pass a verdict. If I say you are useless, I am wrong. I'm not supposed to judge you useless. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? If I say you can never amount to anything, I'm wrong. I cannot be the final say over your life. The word of God is the final say over your life. But if you are smoking, and I say smoking is wrong, it's still called judgment, but it's called krima in Greek. I just told you that thing is wrong. I did not condemn you because you had smoking. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? I can tell you smoking is wrong, yet I did not say you are useless because you are a smoker. If I say you are useless because you are a smoker, I'm wrong. But if I say smoking is wrong, I'm right. And that's why the Bible said, judge all spirit. If God does not want us to test and judge all spirit, if he thinks judging krima is wrong, he will not tell you to what? Judge spirit. The root word for test, they also mean to judge. To tell if it's wrong from right, affirming the words of Jesus through Paul in Hebrews 5, where he said, when one is skilled in the word of righteousness, Hebrews 5:12, and his senses are exercised, he comes to that point where he can tell the difference between what? Wrongs and right. Meaning God wants you to come to a point which is the hallmark of spiritual maturity, where you can accurately tell what is wrong from right. It is bigger than that realm where they had 10 commandments on tablets of stone. Now he has put his law in our hearts. That's the promise of the New Testament. That as we get to know Jesus, we'll grow to that point in our senses where we can tell accurately the difference between what? Wrongs and what? Right. That's the realm God wants every believer to come to. So when I tell you that Iasta is wrong, I don't mean that Iasta is finished. When I tell you that Davido is doing a wrong, is in a wrong path, I don't mean Davido is useless. When I say the songs of Wizkid are wrong, I don't mean Wizkid is a useless person. No. I did not katakrima them. I just krima. That those kind of music are wrong. And that a child of God should not sing those kind of music. Nor have the kind of music in their what? Phones. Nor even use those music to celebrate their weddings. It is the truth. We all know it. We don't just want to go there. We don't just want to go to that place. They wish pastor never talk about that thing. Because it's sweet. That's the excuse. And we ask questions. What kind of song do we play for our wedding? Pastor, what do you want us to play? Everything now double. Pastor, it's not sweet. Which one is sweet? Even your boo has a boo. It's sweet. It's about what is sweet. It's not about what is true. Especially in this generation. It's about vibes, not truths. As long as the song can make us just do like this. Abi, let's fly. Sometimes they are even leading the song in church. You just see a believer. How did they know those steps? Pastor just read the scripture. Love not the world. And we just take a song for offering. And when the singer just said, it didn't work. You see, one of the members have said it. Where did they learn that thing from? The guys of the world. The Bible just said, love not the world and the things of the world. Now, it makes you look like you are now a condemner. You know, one time I was showing my wife, a pastor's wife in church, when they just started the praise, she just did like this. Why do we? It's sweet. But to God, it doesn't make sense. Can pure and impure water, the book of James, come out from the same fountain? No. If you want to do this, God, do him very well. They are good songs for wedding. Most of us have not even tried to see it. They are good Christian songs for wedding. Hope you know. There's one that Frank Edwards sang. Today, na today, I no be boyfriend again, no. I no be boyfriend again, oh. Meaning they are not like Richard and Co. They are now married. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You know, those beautiful songs have been there. Just that we don't want to pay attention. We don't want to just come in fully for God. I think I even saw one that a pastor himself, the wife, it is Davido, they were dancing. Davido. Davido. You can't hide some kind of things. Or as a man tinkered in his heart, so is he. If there's corruption in your heart, it will show. You can't hide it. That's why I told most people here. I said, if you come to marry in this church, it's after reception we give you certificates. We don't give you certificate before reception. We can snap with it and tell you we want to sign something. Then we send spies to your reception. The moment we hear it, you get a message. We are so sorry, we don't know where you married. When you are done, go and look for a certificate elsewhere. You will tell people you marry just with mouth. With mouth. I married for that church. Where is evidence? No evidence. In fact, you can show my picture self. Where is the certificate? It's not available. I will tell them it's Photoshop. Yes, it's AI. What can AI not do? You know, now if you catch somebody red-handed, they'll say it's what? It's AI. You know, some people will be like, Pastor, it's been unnecessary. But you see, like one time I taught here, somebody now came and told me in the office, say, Pastor, I like your preaching. You're so wonderful. But there's one thing I didn't like in the service. So, okay, what was it? Wonderful, confident young man. I said, what is it, my brother? Let me change. He said, you spoke about something. And I think it's okay. I said, what was that? He said, chains. You joked about chains for women on their leg. What is wrong with chains? It's some people's choice. Leave people with their choice. And he was really confident. My eyes were just open. I said, these guys came to my office because of chain. Wow. This must really mean a lot to him. Probably the love of his life, love chains. And he can't just take it. Probably even came to church with that chain. That chain means so much to him. And I said to him, well, imagine I like to kill. Can I shoot you now? He said, Pastor, what we are saying are different things. I said, how? You like chains, I like bullets, I like gun, I like to shoot. Can I blow your head? He said, why will you kill me? I said, why will you wear chains? He said, because I like it. I said, because I like it too. Let anything go. Like Democrats think. Those guys who have mental problem think in the US. Anything should flow. If courage now like Moses, it should flow. You see how courage, I Moses now, like, he wants to blow, if I give him opportunity now, he will blow him. Well, why would Pastor think of, why? Imagine a man liking you, as in, are you mad? You know those kind of questions. As a wee man, it's all these fake men that will say, well, you're not supposed to like me. You are explaining that they are not supposed to like you. Then my 200 level, one man say he like me. Well, he told, no, Remedias. The man told me he liked me, that he's been thinking about me. I say, I looked at the man. This, I said it. You said what? I said, I like you. I said, Oga. My uncle was not around. I was staying with my uncle. I said, Oga, see. You know, that time the barrack boy team was still trying to live, the eternal life was trying to capture that barrack boy nature at Remedia. So the barrack boy was quite stronger than the eternal life. Small! Eternal life has reached like 40%, but barrack boy was like 60%. So I just moved to the side. I said, oh, guys, I will beat you. I will beat Chris. Come off of your head. In your life, if you see me again, I will beat you. Break your teeth. When he sees me the next time passing, he will change road. He doesn't want to use his eye. He now parked from the compound, month end. I became a nightmare to him. If he sees me, he enters his room. Because I said, I will beat him. Like one time I was watching a video on Facebook. One guy, two northern guys, Jamilu and Muhammad. I can't really remember their name. So Jamilu called Muhammad and said, Kai Muhammad. Kai Muhammad, I love you. I don't want to say that in his said here because it will not sound so nice. I would have said exactly what Muhammad responded, but it's quite not a nice word. So he insulted him in Hausa. You are saying it. Who is saying that? Don't say anything. He said one wicked Hausa word. Very bad. Replied him. God will punish you. Kana oka ne don boroba. You love who kana oka. Shake it. He now ended his call. You know, if a lady tells a lady I love you, they don't really take it so serious like men. Men are too tough that they are wondering why are you loving them. Why you love me? You don't even need to tell a man I love you. There's a way you behave towards a man that it becomes a problem. Why didn't they touch my neck? Ain't they mad? I shake him. Can't they rub my hand? You didn't mad? Why you rub my hand? Then you now find some that are liking themselves. You say a man, they born you as a man. You are now working like this. As a man. As a man, you like ame, but those sit down. You see a man doing like this. A man. He loves the Jews more than the women. Eternal life is the remedy. I told you my experience in the bank. One of our friends was behaving like a woman. When I go to where they call Lambu, God have mercy on me. I was part of the crew. We went to plug mango. We called him. Planned it, called him. We were going to plug mango. Then we started cutting dogonyaro at the back. Immediately we entered the bush where there was no human being. Pia, 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 pia. Ya kana inkama matani. Kana ukani. Pwai. Why you all na bara ikumaba? Pwai. Did anybody beat you? He said no. Will you do like woman again in Hausa? He said, no. Let's go home, my friend. We went back. That's how that guy came. He started following women in the barracks. His appetite for women increased. At that time, we self saw it as success. You know, now I would have said just one. But that time it was plenty. The teen solved the problem. We now say we would have not flogged him so much because this one now is too much. I've seen such kind of men. You see me, when I see such kind of men, in fact, if you don't find my problem, I'll say plant your head. I just want them to feel tough. Before you know, men will start toasting you, men that Satan have entered. You know, we did a scripture last week that who causes people to walk in disobedience? The prince of the air, Satan. If you know they hear word, it is Satan that is making you to not hear word. We saw it in scripture. When they talk to you, they do. It's demonic activity. Look at now. Why will your face squeeze like that? Is it normal for somebody's face to do? Is it normal? It's a demonic activity. The Holy Ghost can never move somebody's face like that. Except you are praying. What demonic activity? Almost like when you are delivering somebody from demons. Your chest is pumping because you are angry. The Bible said the prince of the air. That's why air is moving in your stomach like that. Prince of the air. Walketh in the sons of daughters of disobedience. Disobedience. Those kind of people that they are timing problem. You know those kind of human beings? They see somebody having problem with somebody, they're like, I wish it on me. I don't they time that guest since he get the way she they behave for this couple. I just they pray. They are praying to God. May something join me and this girl. I go show her. Say Kaki no be leather. They are praying, they are trusting God. No wonder they can't invite anybody to church in their compound. Which mouth? Mouth that they've used to call everybody from number one door to number five door. They can't even dream it. Hello, I want to invite you to our church. Because it's not like that they talk normally. It's, whoa, they are quarreling. If you observe people that can't invite people to church, go to the compound and check. They are not in good terms with people. How can you be a soul winner? We are singing songs that God should, whatever God wants to do, he should do through you. You must become a vessel first for him to use you. There are some things you must take. Things that people are not taking. You will take it. And then they feel keep something for my heart. That they like talking as it hurts. I know myself. My kind of person, I say, if you didn't pay me, I'll tell you there and it end there. That's your kind of person. That's not the kind of person God created.
If I not talk my mind, I need to feel okay. If I not talk my mind, you must not talk your mind. Talk the mind of Christ. Love is kind. Love is what? Love keeps no record of what? Understand this. You've got eternal life. The possibilities of God are on your inside. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
eternal life is a solution. When we teach you the word of God, we're just showing you the capabilities that you already have. More like revealing your potencies. So that at the end will fulfill what physics calls a potential difference. Now you can do what you couldn't do before. Like Paul said, he said, now I can do what? All things through what? Christ. That's what? Strengthen me. When I saw that vision, I began to cry. I was weeping. I was weeping because I didn't know that life was like this. That people are on earth, yet they are dead. And we saw it last week on Tuesday. That some people are walking yet dead, according to Paul in Ephesians 2. Walking corpse. Walking corpse. And why are they corpses? Not because they don't look healthy physically, but because they don't have the life of God burning in their spirit. They are not living according to God's word. Are you listening to me? Something kept them bound. That somebody thinks singing about women's body and singing rubbish about drugs and etc. is a career. In the realm of the spirit, he's dead. But people are not confident enough to hold on to the word of God. They are enticed by what other people call success. As long as everybody thinks it's successful and it is a success, we will believe that it's success too. No! The Bible calls us the light of the world. It says we are a city set upon a hill. It said we should not be what? Hidden. We are not hidden. If you do God very well, you'll be seen. He said, who lights a candle and puts under a bushel? The reason why many people are doing God very well and not seen is because they are two-sided. A double-minded man receives nothing from the Lord. Don't be in the world and in God at the same time. Follow God fully. Obey Him fully. For as many as are led by the Spirit, not led sometimes by the Spirit, led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. If the Holy Ghost is not leading you, no, you can't come to that equilibrium of sonship. A lot of possibilities will not be seen through your life. A lot, it will not be seen. The things, the testimonies of a child of God, you will not see them working in your life. That doesn't mean He does not love you. If you look at Ephesians 5, the Bible said, the husband who is a type of Christ, and the church, the type of the woman who is a type of the church, the Bible said, husband, love your wife, even as what? Christ loved the church. When He gave Himself for her, why she is still unholy? Isn't it? Why the Bible says, while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. He didn't die for us because we're what is dead. He died for us because He loved us. So God is saying that husbands can choose a woman they want to marry, not because she's perfect yet, but because the Holy Spirit is leading them to her and they love the woman. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? That love should make you choose a woman that God wants you to marry, irrespective of what you are seeing yet. I've taught this several times, that sometimes as a man of God, if you are looking for a woman that is very perfect, it is because you don't understand the word of God. When I wanted to get married, I was telling myself, I truly don't know whatever. I never asked. You know, some people want to kill themselves. They want to marry a lady. They now say, tell me about your past. I can bear it. You can't bear. You are not God. You can't bear anybody's past. It's only God that can bear past. You is present, you can be a forget past. I always tell young people, you want to marry, just do HIV and AIDS test. If the Lord leads you, do HIV. If they are negative, marry. If they are positive, run away for your life. That's my only physical verdict. That's if you can run. If you can stay with God and fight it with your lady, fight it. Get her healed and marry. The ball is in your court. That's for the physical side. For the spiritual side, if you are led, marry. So if somebody comes and says, I'm led, I'll say, oh, I'm going to do HIV and AIDS test. When they do it, I say, okay, go ahead, choose a wedding date. That's how I do it. But say, tell me about your past. How many boyfriends? How many this? What is wrong with you? What are you looking for? You not lie that you can bear it. When they tell you now, you'll not be picking call again. Husbands, love your wife as Christ would love the church. You can ask my wife. I don't know anything about her past. The first time she mistakenly told me about one guy she ever liked, she's the one that suffered. His name is Beans. Ewa. I said, that's why I don't eat beans, probably. She got tired from me. So for Simon, I never asked you for it. Keep your past to yourself. Because if you tell me, you're in trouble. Sometimes I want to close my mouth, but I don't know when it opens and just say it. So we just agreed. So Pastor, I want to know everything about her. Stop it already. Are you listening to me? If the Lord leads you, find out what you need to find out, which is very important. Genotype, HIV and AIDS, leadings of the spirit, number one. Genotype, SS, should not marry SS. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? AS, all those things. I heard that AS and AS can marry now. I'm not sure. So AA and AS, marry. Go and do all those research. Are we together? When you are sure of everything, what do you do next? You marry. Are you listening to me? Not wedding night. Or a day to wedding, sorry. You are going to do tests. You have planned rice and everything. Then you say, we know how to do tests. So they finish cooking, you have paid for tech, for cake. Join Adashi. You now go and do tests. Now say, yes, family are now refusing. Now how do you do? It's people that cook the rice that will enjoy that. People, have you seen such things? One day to wedding, 2 days where they call it off for personal reasons. Then some will say, I checked my genotype when I've been day primary 3. It was A. I believe it has not changed. Check it. The day you say, I love you, just go buy ice cream, then carry her to FMC or UN, this thing. Pay 30K, sacrifice that 30K. 30K and 3 million, which one is worse? Sacrifice it. Say, I just want us to check our service, part of our deeds. We're just pouring our blood covenant. Very important. Nobody should intimidate you. If you love me, why are you checking? And say, I love you. Let's go and check. Now, why would we check that? Because I love you. If I don't love you, I will not waste my money for us to check. And I truly love you. And I want to marry you. Let us check. Somebody now wants to say, Pastor, what of those kids about whether it's my child? What do they call that test? DNA. It is for people who don't know what they are doing. If you are a child of God and know who you married, what is the meaning of DNA? It is when you go to the streets and go and do one kind of marriage that you travel, your mind is beating fast. This is why my wife is not picking this call. Pick now, pick. Boom, boom, she did not pick 5 missed calls. Oh God, there's this guy that's always, she smiled at the guy, hey, in my compound. You now call your neighbor, help me check whether my wife the house. She's not home. Oh my God, now where she go? Please start, help me be checking my wife. Now you are putting, see, unnecessary rubbish. Before you know, you come back, you now say, I want a DNA test. I know when we had something, it is not that time, DNA test. This child is not my own. Then I'm born the child, truly, he looks like one of our uncle. You now say, this the nose, where is it coming from? The eye. Until you do the test, I see that the blood is coming from you. You know, but when you see people in those kind of mess, it's because they never were with the Lord. That's why they are life haphazard. What am I trying to communicate to you this wonderful morning? That at the end of that vision, I was in a court, more like a Sanhedrin court, and people were bashing and saying, stop the hell what you are teaching. Stop the hell what you are teaching. And I came outside crying, and I remember calling out my role model. I said, Prophet Kubus have deceived me. Because you see, I grew to a point when I listened to Prophet Kubus that I don't teach the word of God with any form of consideration. When I see the way it is in the scriptures, I teach it like that. Not many people can tell you that you cannot sin. They are very careful. They are trying to weigh the word of God with human experience. I say I cannot sin, but even me, pastor, I have sinned sometimes, and people might have sinned every day. Sin problem I'm having in the office. How do I say this thing? And the believer is a saint that sins sometimes. Shabby, useless. Until you catch the saints that Saint John has made the lady pregnant. Saint Chinedu has stolen a goat. Because they said a believer is a saint that sin. Saint Basi is smoking weed sometimes. No! I know it is unbelievable, but it's the truth. See what the Bible says. Let's see it together. 1 John 3 and 9. I want everyone to read with a loud voice. Just two scriptures and we pray. I told you 40 minutes, 10 minutes to go. 1, 2, read. There's a certain energy I want us to read this scripture with. Look at your neighbor and make sure they are reading. Say, neighbor, you better read. I'm watching. Now we're going to read 1, 2, everybody. 1, 2, read. My God. Are you seeing this in the Bible? That who is born of God in this? If you are born of God, give me a wave. The Bible said, even though you are sinning, you are not supposed to sin. You may be sinning, but you ought not to sin. That's what about your nature can't sin. You know, I told you the believer is in two processes. There are two realities in scripture every time you read. Nurture and nature. Say it together with me. Want to go. Nurture and nature. A few times you see the scripture talks about the nurturing process of the believer. More like you are trying to get to your nature. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That's why we study the word and that's why we pray in the spirit. So that we arrive in the full potency of our nature. And that's why the church is for perfect people and a lot of imperfect people who are getting perfected. And that's why the Bible says the fivefold ministry in the church, we are doing what we call the perfecting, present continuous, perfecting of the saints. Many you find imperfect people and perfect people in the church. That's why if you feel so bad, this is you are in the right place. If you feel so useless, you are in the right place. Are you listening to me? Because right here, you're going to come to that point of perfection. Where you fulfill the reality of God's word. He said his seed. The word seed here in Greek simply means the word sperma. It means the very nature of God. Say, I carry the very nature of God. DNA, RNA. You got to believe it. When you read it, you mount up a consciousness. It is not enough to believe the word of the Lord. You got to mount up a consciousness. What do I mean by that? You wake up in the morning, I have the nature of God. You do life with that consciousness that you've got the nature of God. All of a sudden, you see that you are avoiding the wrong things. You don't find it funny again to do wrong things. Because a consciousness is mounted in your heart, in your mind. And the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his, so is he. You see that you are relating with life from the basis of this consciousness. And that's why David, the psalmist, taught us the word of God in this dimension. He said, meditate upon the Lord, word of the Lord. He said, they that meditate upon the word of the Lord shall be like what? Jeremiah. He said, shall be like trees planted by the riverside. Whose roots never wither. He says, when even heat comes, they don't notice. Who is in water noticing heat? That means when you mount up that consciousness that you know who you are in Christ. The consciousness of what the Lord says about you. When trials come, temptation comes, the Bible says, the gate of hell. Gate. You know what gate means in ancient times and tradition? Gate means the strength of a city. The entire strength of a city is determined by her gate. In other words, if you can break into the gate of any city, you have broken that city entirely. Some of you have watched those movies that they'll carry big woods, trying to be breaking through a city. Because they know that nothing is as powerful as the city of any gate. In ancient tradition. So God is telling us that if you know who you are in Christ, if you understand your place in Christ, he said, upon the rock, your life has been built. upon this rock called Christ. He said your life will be built by the help of the Holy Ghost as you come to church and hear the word. He said, and the whole strength gate of hell will not what? Prevail. Meaning Satan will be trying, never prevail. He will be trying but never prevail. While you are planted beside the river, the living waters, when heat comes, you will not even notice his trials. I'll prove it to you. The Bible says, God does not tempt by evil. That he does not tempt with evil. That if any man is tempted, he is tempted of his own sinful desire. You see that? And now something was already in your heart that initiated temptation from Satan. That caused Satan to come and tempt you. I don't know whether you get what I'm trying to explain to you. That every man is tempted by his what? Own. His own sinful desire. Meaning if there's no sinful desire, there will be no temptation. You see that? Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain to you? Say, I've got the nature of God. Say, I cannot sin. Now let's say the scripture together. The Bible says he has said so that we may what? Boldly, not timidly. Huh? Now let's boldly declare it. We'll read it and we'll declare afterwards. One, two, read the scripture. Whoever. Say, I've been born of God. And shine like you mean it. Say, I've been born of God. And I cannot sin. Because his sin is in me. Shout it one more time. Say, I've been born of God. His sin is in me. And so I cannot sin. You are not lying. So we say, but Pastor, I know I'm born again. I'm still in sin because you didn't fulfill the scripture. Verse 6 explains why you may feel born again but be doing bad things. Let's read together. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Now look at. The first part says born of God. The second part says abides. More like the same effect for something that sounds quite different. If I'm born of God, that means I should be abiding in his presence. Meaning it's people that stay with the word and pray in the spirit that will truly experience the born again nature of God. You see that? If you abide in him, you can't sin. Because if you truly abide in him, then you will know him. And you should have seen him. You see that? Fulfilling what Daniel said, they that know their God, they shall be what? They will experience the grace of God and say no to all forms of ungodliness. They shall be strong. They will do exploits. All men are the same. All women, everybody will sin. Mm-mm. God did not create us in his own image and likeness to be sinning every time. To be under. Think about it, people of God. God did not create sinners. He created man in his word. You think God created you to be a sinner? You know, some people think God put weakness in them. Ah! That is not God. God did not put weakness in any human being. If God puts weakness in you and expected you to be weak and fail in life, he will not demand holiness. He said, be what? Holy. As your Father in heaven is, why would God tell you to do what you are not capacitated to do? If he has not put the ability in you, he will not call you up to this responsibility. Say, I can't be holy. As my Father is. Because the Bible says we've been born again. Not by the decision of Daddy Sam and Mommy Sam. This new born again nature is not what our mother and father planned. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? He said we are born again of the spirits. Born of the spirit. Born of the Sam, born of the spirit. That's why you observe that you are not doing what everybody is doing. Only you in that team is not dating and you are very okay. You are waiting for the right man to come. You are waiting for the right... Nobody is putting you under pressure. You are light. You are light. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? You are not conformed to the systems of the world. You refuse. They say, let's go and party hard. You say, no, let's go and pray hard. Let's go and pray. Let's go and make our life become useful. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They want to enjoy before they die. YOLO, you only live once. We know that we are not living once. And the dead in Christ have put on their flesh. And we shall keep on living on the earth forever. So we live with the consciousness of eternity. We know we're not living once. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That's why Paul said, don't cry like the hopeless when you lose your loved ones. He said, don't cry. You'll meet them again. On resurrection morning, you'll meet all your friends who are in heaven. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? You'll meet them. Hi, Samuel. Hi, this. Hi. You'll be so amazed. They are looking fresh. They will remember you. Hi, Wane. Hi, you. Hi, that. And you, everything will be okay. You forget all the cry. You say, I would have not wasted my tears. I didn't know I'm going to meet again. I'm going to enjoy our life better. Say, now we are never going to separate. We are going to be like this forever. So if you love your brother and sister so much and you want to be friends with them and sisters with them forever, the ball is in your court. Teach them Jesus. Because the one that go to hell, you cannot do that. You cannot be with them forever. So if somebody really loves their brothers, their siblings, they will not hold back the gospel. They will teach the gospel to them. Are you listening to me? They will teach the gospel to them. Jesus boldly says something to us about his nature. In John 10:25. Is it John 10:25 or 36? Let's see it very fast. He said, I give these ones eternal life. And Satan. John 10 what? Huh? Is it 28? Let's see it very fast. Can we read together, everyone? No. Can we read together? One to read. And I give them eternal life. My God. Jesus said, if you have eternal life, Satan cannot snatch you. Nobody can take you out of his hand. But God, I have eternal life. Mm-mm, you are not abiding now. The Bible says it is the one that abides that will fulfill the same effect of one that is born again. If you truly are born again, you should be abiding to experience that born again nature. You wake up in the morning, you pray in the spirit. Like we're singing a song. I was saying, I wish everybody understands this. I wish it's not just a song. I wish we truly understand that God is more important than silver and gold. Because he determines the silver and gold. He said in his word, the gold are mine. The silver are mine. The cattle above 1,000 hills, they are mine. Don't look at some Christian's life and vet if the word is true. Look at the word and know that the word is true. Say, this person has been a Christian, but I'm not seeing anything. That is not your business. God's word cannot return to him void. If you can dare to believe, you will come out with a testimony. This sister is going to church, but I'm not seeing anything. You go and believe the word. You will see something. You don't know people's dealings with God. Some of them are coming to church, but they are not serious with God. It will yield nothing if you are coming to church and still disrespectful to the word of God. Not walking in honor. It will mean nothing. It would have been better that you are not coming. Paul said to some of his members, he said, some of you, you ought to be teachers right now, but you are still babies. Meaning there are people in church who are refusing to grow. And they are not different from unbelievers. They are having the same experience. He said, some of you ought to be teachers, but you are still babies. He said, you need milk, not even strong meat. Milk. Meaning go back to glory, school of glory. Go back there. Because we thought you understood some things. You have not understood it. You know, somebody met me one time, was telling my wife this. He's a pastor, well known. So his wife, friends with my wife, they knew themselves many, many years back in ABU. And he said to my wife, he said, I saw your husband. And I'm wondering if I'm mistaken because I've heard him teaching several times. And he doesn't have little or no affinity for any city except Makurdi. It seems like he doesn't want to go anywhere. He just want to be in this city forever. I hear his words. And I know that even as you are traveling now, he will not even go. She said, yeah, he's not going. He said he will not go. And I said, but I saw him doing ministry over the city. Now, the Lord spoke to me about the UK in 3 years' time. So when I heard it, I kept it to myself. I didn't tell my wife. I just kept it to myself. I saw the vision. I saw Abuja next year, like I told you from January. So we are preparing for that. When I saw that, I kept it to myself. So when the Lord spoke through him and he was telling my wife, I started smiling. So she now said, why is this guy saying this kind of thing? Are we going to anything UK? What are you planning anything for UK? I said, yeah, the Lord spoke to me. She said, Pastor Simon. I said, yeah. I didn't just know how to tell you because I don't know how the thing will work. He said, well, you would have told me because I was telling him that you never mentioned anything like that. I said, yeah, what's my business with your friend? But the Lord spoke to me. And this is the point. Yet, I have little or no affinity for US, UK. I would never post it as a testimony. that I was standing with white men. It will never, it doesn't make sense to me as a testimony. I've never snapped in a plane. I'm not against people that snapped. I've never snapped shoe. I've never snapped my car. Nobody knew when I got a new car. Only people that are in this church knew when I had a car. If I change the car, nobody in this world will know. It doesn't move me. But I will have all of it. And I'm not, for the record, I'm not broke. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? You must come to that point in your fellowship with the Lord. That nothing means anything to you. There's something that I hold most esteem. Even my partners in tech know that when it's church, you just see their message. I know you are in church. I know you will not reply me, but please, when you are done, I'm waiting for you. Please help me to do this thing. They know. I've told all of them Tuesdays and Sundays, no go here. From so-so time. And they wait. The funny thing is that they all wait for me to finish. Because they know the value I have to offer. Are you here this wonderful morning? I know what God has done. That I'm talking to somebody seeking for help. And tomorrow the person is thinking that I'm the one helping him. I know you don't get what I'm trying to say. It's a tech language. God just opened doors of relationship that is giving you so much advantage. Just greeting and the person is gone under the power of the Holy Ghost. Something comes upon him and the next thing he wants to do business with you. You would think it's charm. It's stronger. Yahoo boys, they understand what I'm talking about. Because they lie in the forest. They go and bath in the night with dirty waters and soap close to River Benue to get those things. Do you understand? We just pray in the Holy Ghost. And when we talk, things open, gates open. Lift up your head, O ye gate, an everlasting door, so that the King of glory through our lives will come in. Things nobody have achieved, you can achieve. If anybody has not done it before, it's a good place to start. There should be a voracious appetite on your inside to do the impossible. When they say it's not possible, gafili gadoki, that's where I like to be. That's what I like. When everybody is doing it, let's just do it also. But nobody can do it. Oh my goodness. Daniel said, oh king, give me 3 days. Somebody said he went only to study. Yes, and I would like to balance that. He went and made some little research. When he was done, he covered his book. Because there's a place he read to, he still said, Kai, I'm not getting this thing very well. I'm not getting it the way. You would have understood. If you write one kind of exam, I don't know if you wrote that kind of exam before. You read. You and the book are looking at yourself like this. Then I said, I know what to do. He closed the book. Lebro Shivrahan, Debraha Shufrahai. They didn't used to pray in tongues in their days. I'm sure he prayed in English. He groaned. He prayed. The Bible says he took hours to pray. It took hours to pray. In fact, the Bible calls it days. Meaning while he was doing his research, he was still praying in that 3 days. Then in the third day, before the third day, the Lord gave him a vision. Boom! He saw the solution. He saw the solution. He came to the king. Ah, king, you don't need to kill anybody now. He saved those worldly magicians because the king was going to kill them if they don't know the... Say, what am I wasting you? What is your use as chief priest and herbalist in this community if you cannot tell me the meaning of this vision? And he wanted to kill them. Daniel saved them. He said, king, no need to kill them. I have the solution. This is it. That is it. That is it. And the king was so shocked. Daniel, how did you know this? Oh, there's a spirit in man. And the inspiration of the Holy Ghost giveth him understanding. You know, when we're saying this, some people would think it's movie. See, if you stay with the Holy Ghost enough and do business, I don't mean play Christianity. I mean, lock yourself up. When your friends, you have a best friend, if you don't have time, only you pray in tongues, you're not a serious Christian. No matter the company of friends you have, there must be times where you lock yourself up and say, I want to pray in the Holy Ghost. There's something I want to catch. There's a teaching I did called Tools for Dominion. After God has given you everything, you want to make your life useless. He's giving you revelation. He has given you the privilege to prayer. In fact, he did not say just go and pray alone. He said, I will help you pray. Meaning anytime you want to pray, God will be the one to take the steering wheel and help you pray rightly. Because the Bible says we don't know how to pray as we ought to pray. He said, but the Holy Ghost helped our infirmities with groanings words cannot express. That's why some kind of testimony will blow the minds of the unbelieving people. They are wondering, how the hell did he get there? Like one time somebody, I heard a testimony, they say, I sell drugs. That if I don't sell drugs, how the hell am I doing ministry like this? How the hell am I doing what I'm doing? How the hell? And I'm like, oh, they don't even have an eye there. Because this year I'm about to do double. I'm about to do double. When they see it, I think people will start fainting. Now, nothing but the Holy Ghost. Nothing but the Holy Ghost. My greatest advantage is the Holy Spirit. When I sit down and say, do it like this, whoosh, I know I've finished everybody. You just hear a voice speak to you. This is how it should be done. You know, when you get it done, you see a testimony. That's the person you should talk to. That is a gatekeeper. Speak to him. And you just see testimonies, testimonies upon testimonies. People are just wanting to do stuff with you. They want to do business with you. If it's not you, they don't want to do it with anybody. You speak to somebody in 2 days, they think you are the best. Glory to God forevermore. It said, for favor is encamped over the righteous as a canopy. Canopy. This thing should be your expectations. I carry favor. I carry favor. You know that song that says, I carry favor for head. You sing it in the morning. Remember, I said, as encamped over the righteous as a canopy. Make sure you are living the righteous life. Because it's supposed to be upon the righteous. See, if you do business with God, you don't need to sleep with any man to have money. You will have money. We're talking about some things in the office yesterday with some of the testimonies happening in church. Some people getting some gigs lately in this town, in the city of Makurdi, where they think they are not people. They are men. See, God cannot send you to some place and not put help for you there. And when I was hearing the testimony, I was just laughing. And the Holy Ghost roared in my spirit. He said, they have not seen anything yet. That this is only the beginning. In this city, we'll make people to start relocating back to the city. What is happening in this city that I'm hearing? God is not limited by location. A blessed man has no location problem. Take a blessed man to a bush, he will survive. Not just survive, he will travel. Abraham, stand up from your father's house. I'm taking you to a land. Abraham thought that there are people in the land. When he was moving, he said, God, okay, we have not reached. God said, we have reached. He said, where? He said, this is the land. No human being, no building, no structure, only sand. He said, this is the land I've given you. To your children and children, children. Abraham looked at the place, no problem. He had learned to walk with God. He just created a small tent, started living life. Yet, after a few years, he became richer than even his father. In cattle, in gold, everything. Even in male and female servant, the Bible said, he had so much. Where did the people come from? Became so super rich. At a point, somebody wanted to give him some money. He said, don't collect it. I want to. You know, sometimes God will disappoint you some sort of. Not because he really wants to disappoint you. Somebody will want to give you the money at the dying minute. Die minute. It will not work. You will not think you have mere success syndrome. It's a lie. I told somebody one day, God hardened the heart of Pharaoh. Did you not see it in the Bible? So that he will show his glory at the end. They are not, they are just, they don't want to give you, they are just being wicked towards you. Understand his strategy. Don't get disappointed in God. Why me? Why me in this office? Every time it's me, I'm tired. If I'm serving God, why is God frustrating? God is not frustrating you, brother. Be in alignment with the Holy Ghost. The heart of Pharaoh is seeming stubborn. Something is about to erupt in the city. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? In that office, in that business, that nobody wants to help you in the family. They will say they want to help you till it gets to that point. They will just not be picking your call again. No problem. Abraham was in that situation. They wanted to help Abraham and God said, don't collect. He said, Abraham said, God, why? He said, so that at the end, nobody will say I helped Abraham. I want to be the only one to take the glory. I'm trying to say what God is doing in your life is to the end that at the end, only him can take glory. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Only him. That you go to that office without knowing anybody. The only person you knew was God. And as you entered and started interfacing with people, some sort of at the end, you got the job. And people are saying, it's a lie. He knows somebody. It's a lie. He knows somebody. No, we don't know anybody. We only know God. He said, they that know their God, they shall be strong. They shall do exploits. Say, I'm doing exploits in the name of Jesus. I can't hear shout out. Say, I'm doing exploits in the name of Jesus. They that know their God, they shall be strong. Say, I'm strong. Say, I'm strong. And I'm doing exploit. Exploit in purity. Not taking advantage of anybody. You come to anything malingri, we are not there. My malingri is a military word. It means chua chua. See me again, I say chua chua. Chua chua is a Hausa word. It means, give me an English word for it. Fraud. I don't need to go to a white man who stole from my father, all those lie boys. We are taking our money back from the white man who stole from our father. You know your father's farm. Nobody ever stole from your father's farm. Why are you lying? Then you say, you are. One old woman finished. She just retired in Canada. You have packed all her 16 million in her account. 50 million in her account. You don't think it will be ever well with you. You are not doing Dorime. That Satan now give you stupid condition. Come out in the night. Go back for middle of road. Does it make sense? Use black soap. You not see them in the night. You are driving. You just see somebody. A mature man bathing in the middle. You not see you carry his bucket. You are using grass. They even use grass to bath. I saw a video of North Bank. Some people were bathing. The guy was showing me. In this town. The man will give them a condition, they'll go close to the river and be bathing. Matured boys, oh! I said, I beg, I don't want to see what my eye don't want to see this afternoon. In the name of Benz, they want to buy Benz. So cheeky. They can't go and work and get money. They don't want to have 250 a month, 350. They want to start with 1.5 million. They don't want to grow. They don't even like to farm. You know what? I was telling one of my white friends I'm farming. He said, you're farming? I said, yes. We're doing video call. He's in UK. He said, Pastor Simon, where are you? I said, I'm farming. I'm in my farm. You know, and I'm from some farming this thing for him to see. Because I just want them to know that. I mean, I'm not joking in this place. And he started laughing. I said, why are you laughing? This is my farm. He thought I was joking. It was actually my farm. I planted sweet potato because I like it very well. Sweet potato. If I was planting it, they said, how, when will I finish eating it? Then I'll stop as I plant another thing. And beans. I don't plant beans because I can eat beans. Remember the Ewa syndrome. I am planting beans because the people in my house like beans. Every morning their courage will eat beans. If they give them in the afternoon, if you just keep Gary by the side, we go. Ah, see that Osha, he just raised his hand like this. So I said, let me plant beans because another place I planted corn, you know. So I have two plots of land where I planted corn and this, then another place. I mean, I'm a farmer. Do you understand what I'm trying to talk about? My God. Some people don't farm. They are big boys. Like one day we were having a meeting and I said, in church, every leader must be working in church. So there was this lady. She's not here again. The guy I observed does everything for her, rents to buying of phone to everything. And I called him one time. I said, you are wrong. You are not supposed to be spending like this on a woman. She'll become stupid. What is she doing? He said, nothing. He bought her cake, this thing for making cake, everything. She has not started the cake. She finished the training. She has not started it. I said, if you ever buy this girl anything again, I'll sack you in this church. In the meeting, and I was asking everybody, what do you do? When it got to her turn, it was her I was timing in that meeting. I said, what do you do? Say, sir, nothing for now. I said, 2 years. Is it not you that went for bakeries? You have the bakery equipment? Yes, sir. Have you started baking? How did you get new food? Sir, he bought it for me. How did you get rent? They rented the house for me. What business are you doing? Business, nothing. I said, why are you doing nothing? Say, sir, I'm still trying to understand some side of the bakery. Kai. You have machines. You still want to understand. You want to bake like the number one baker in the world. before you start baking in Makodi. Do we even know the best cake in Makodi? You are not started baking us cake here. I looked at her. I said, I don't want to be tempted, please. I said, it's well. Don't take me. They don't allow me. Kai. Let me forget that thing now. They are tempting me. I said to her, let me finish this story. Before I will talk something around that. I said to her, what of Kunu Zobo and Bones? Kunu what? Zobo and Bones. She said, I cannot do that kind of thing. She looked at my face and said, she cannot do the kind. I said, stand up. Para Sufa High. I said, from today you are sacked from this meeting till you start Zobo, Kunu, and Bones. When I see it on your doorstep, door, put it on your door. I am Mezobo, Kunu, and Bones. If you don't put it on your door, never come to this church again. She thinks that's a stain on her cloth. That she's selling somebody that has 0 naira cannot sell Zobo. Zobo that I like. Kuru that you like. Bones that we all eat. What is the crime in selling it? What is the crime? Women of my generation. Everybody want to have skin care shop. They want to have their, well, this is where, and mirror. Then with 3 cameras. That kind of life you are looking for is a byproduct of an encounter with an allergy. If you don't encounter any allergy, all those miserable men that don't know what they are doing, you can't have that kind of life. For your information, in case you don't know, Benue State carry first for something. We carry first. Celebrate grace. We carry first. And I will tell you now what we carry first for. For HIV and AIDS. That's what we carry first for. So if you are that kind of person that think you want to be sleeping around, you go soon. You go, your own don't finish. You will soon catch it. Some people think it's a curse. So why papa or the prayer maker curse? Go sleep now, make you see. Let money not make you to be. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Money. 20, and if it's not reasonable money, it's 20,000, 50,000. What if it's even 1 million? Is it worth your life? There are boys in your street who are asking you out, ready to settle down. You are saying no, because you have seen Samson finish. Samson just have one tailoring shop. You say no to Samson. Samson sees you coming back somewhere with one Lexus. And the man will just give you some notes. Samson is looking at you and still building his life. One day, Samson will be known everywhere for tailoring. And that time, you'll be auntie at 46. You have not married. See, it's the truth. How can you be 26? Now, permit me to share this part before we close. You are 26. You've slept with more than 50 men. We are trying to help you this wonderful morning. And you are still in love right now. After the 50 men, now they say you are in love. You are in love with one guy. You don't know where the hell this guy is going to. You are in love. Any small thing, you are falling in love. The reason you fall in love are vain things. Chest, lips. I like in lips. I like him chest. And you are getting old. You are 27. You don't want to have sense. At 27. No business. You are not thinking business. Any interview, they interview you. I can't date a guy that earns 100K in a month. How many K do you have? K less. You got to wake up. I'm warning some of you in this place. When I'm done with this service, go and look for that guy who is sewing on that street. That is your husband. Stop this. Listen to me carefully. Now listen, I'm not joking here. You don't want peace of mind. Do you know the blessing of growing with a young man? You see why I love my wife? My wife traveled in 2 weeks. I thought I would survive it. I almost died. I said she should come back sharp, sharp. I didn't know. I thought singleness was something beautiful. God forbid, but I never want to ever be single in my life. God forbid, button. Very big button. If I ever thought it was better, make me. God have mercy on me. I truly felt like it was a beautiful thing. So I felt like, now that my wife has traveled, maybe with the baby, I'm going to have some time to rest. I'm suffering. I'm not resting. Two days later, I got slim. Everybody was saying it, I'm slim. I can't sit in my house again. I'm looking, I'm wandering in town for food to eat. I'm a wanderer for food. You see, Pastor Simon, pass your street, check well, you will stop somewhere. I never want to be single. If I come again a billion times, I want to marry. My wife, I mean my wife, my own particular wife. And what am I telling you? There's a blessing growing together. My wife accepted to grow with me. Are you listening to me? Those days, BSU girls were eyeing our offering in church. She was not eyeing. She was rather bringing. You know, somebody wanted to date me for me to give them tithes and offerings. I had a lady, they say, she said, if I date them now, those tithes, Nami go, they chop up. I pitied her. For where? You will give your own, and oh my God. Even change will not give you. One day I was thinking about my wife. I said, God, I want to spend. I want to take care of this woman. That's why I don't mind spending hundreds of thousands for even for her birthday. Yeah. She's not. That's not even too. That's too small. Yes, sir. Compared to the kind of beautiful soul and spirit and body that she is. For you to take that risk is a risk. Somebody say, Pastor Simon, say beautiful body. If you marry, say ugly body. I'm not one of those apostles that said I marry spirit, not flesh. I marry spirit, soul, and body. You see an apostle say, I married for kingdom. Yet you say, I was struggling with loss. What is making you struggle with loss? It was flesh. Body. I was preaching and struggling in loss. Yet he has said, I married spirits. What is making you lustful? Figure 8. You know why some men, God doesn't like them? They are so hypocritical. God creates something, you say you hate it. Are you joking with God? When you see a woman beautiful, you say, what's that? Worldly things. God knows you like it. Even though nobody knows, God knows. That's why I preached one preaching here one day. They wanted to crucify me. I said, listen to me, all of you, especially church ladies. Don't think because we are pastors, we don't like beautiful body. People of God, men of God, am I saying the right thing? Talk to me, men of God, am I saying the right thing? Donald, am I saying the right thing? See, even Donald likes beautiful body. There's no courage. Am I saying the right thing? This is a prayer time. See, even men that live in the coven of the spirit. We all like beautiful things. Oh, Pastor, what are you talking about? Okay, may God give you bad thing. What am I trying to say in essence? As a man, if your wife says, I want chest, walk on your chest. It's not bad. The Bible said that the body of the man belongs to his wife. And that the body of the woman belongs to our what? Husband. Your husband can tell you how he wants you to look. No problem. If he said reduce that stomach, it's too elaborate. Work on it. And help her work on it. You can say, honey, sit up, come up, come down, come up. Don't say, I beg, leave me, I beg. I'm a woman of God. I cannot. You better do that. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You say, Pastor Ed, I don't like that chest. It's too in. I want it out. What do you do? Call it out. True faith and works. Very important too. There are some ladies that don't like, you know, they reported, I was in my office, they called me, you know, they came, said this lady, the guy was complaining, she don't like anything. It was the brother or not a boyfriend. The brother came and was tired that the sister was in the house, I've not married. I said, why are you tired for your sister? She's not. She said, sir, my pain is not that she's not mine. She doesn't want to go through the parts that will entail her to be married. I said, what do you mean by that? Talk to me, sir. He said, sir, in the morning, I'll wake her up, let's go for exercise. She'll say she's tired. One day she mistakenly went, sir, for 1 month she was resting. I started laughing like you. He says, sir, all she does is to eat food and sleep. He says, sir, for goodness sake, is this how a lady should look? I said, what do you mean? He says, are you not seeing her? I said, I'm seeing her. She's as good as God. He wants me to join him and talk rubbish. I can't join you. I had to call the lady and had a meeting with her. I said, your brother was complaining. Can you tell me exactly what your brother... Because I want it to come from her mouth. She said, sir, you see me, I don't like to jog. I like myself. Any man that cannot marry me. I said, stop. Stop that. That thing is bad talk. Stop. Let me tell you a story. My spiritual father many years ago, he's late. God bless his soul. Years ago, he was dealing with a case. I was eyewitness of the case. The lady was not married. She was entering her 30s. That lady does not like fashion. Her and fashion are mutually exclusive. She hates fashion. She comes to church with this booba skirt, booba cloth, just tie her tie. Sometimes it's Southwest. She doesn't care about life. She loves prayer. Blah, 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 blah. She loves it. But then one time, my spiritual father was tired that she was not married. He called her to the office. He said, sister, this, you are not. She said, she's waiting on the Lord. He said, calm down. Calm down. He said, you are, and my spiritual father can be very brutal. He said, you dress like old people. Even me, I don't want to marry you. Because you dress like old people. Look at your skirt, sister this. Sister this, look at your cloth. Buba, borugo. That's what we don't even know what God is doing in your life. Look at how you look. The Lord give you understanding. Then he said to her, I want us to test something. To prove to you that your time has come, I will give you some specific spiritual, physical instructions. And she listened to my spiritual father. He said, this is how you begin to dress. He showed her one dress. He said, moderate Christian dressing. Dress like this. Dress like, if you need money, I can support. So that you buy this cloth. Guess what? In less than 3 months, somebody saw her. He said, I've been seeing this lady, but when I saw her this day, God said she was my wife. All this while, God did not talk. Sorry. Whatever God was saying, the booba was blocking it. He was not seeing it. The moment the veil was torn, the guy could now tell, this is the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh. She shall be called my wife. And that's how she got married. I said that to say this. Some people like that, they are in church. Oh.
Yes, sir.
They don't like fashion. And some people, they like fashion too much. That is Jezebelic spirit.
Yes, sir.
Some of us are scared of buying those type. Yes, their makeup attacks our spiritual life. Literally. You just look at the man of God. He's like, God, I rebuke that demon in the name of Jesus. Because it is too made up. It don't make up. We can't trace you to your origin. Then some, they hate fashion. I remember on campus, there was this lady, she hates earrings. She don't want to wear earrings. And I said, why will you not like earrings? She said, sir, I'm just like that. I said, you are not like that. The Bible said in the... She never saw that Bible verse in the book of Isaiah. God adorned Zion like his lady, a woman with... Are done with her jewel earrings. I said, Bible is describing Zion. We with like a woman wearing a ring. That means God is saying that church look like a woman that is wearing what? Earring. I say, wear earring, sister. Her eyes were open. She went and wore earring. One day I was preaching. I was now asking, where is sister this? They say she's in church. I say, where? When she raised her hand, I say, hey! I couldn't tell. She was looking too. She took her time. Ladies, take your time. You don't be doing like a man. It's a man that wake up in the morning and just rub vaseline. You are not a man. A man who wake up, say he has not bath, you just wear something. You see him looking like he has bath. He has not bath. Oh. Even in a bank, behaving like he has bath, like a big man. Yeah, so how is that? He has not bath. Comb his hair, arrange his face. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? A woman cannot try that. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Arrange yourself like a woman so that your husband will see you. From today, you'll see, they'll start seeing you if you do what I'm saying. Some of you have forfeited the spiritual side. You are a prayer warrior. You know, like some women. Let me talk to you women. Lastly, before I pray. If you are praying, don't do hunchback. Fight it. Any woman under the sound of my voice, inside and outside, when you pray and see your back lift, bring it back. It's not the will of God. You can't be praying and be raising your hunchback, creating hunchback like Pastor Ed. You are not a man that we should be mindful of. You are not a man. How can you see a woman? What is wrong with you? The Holy Ghost cannot make you pray like a man. The Holy Ghost will not do that. Be yourself. Let the Holy Ghost pray through you. A woman should pray like this. Leave her hands over her. Leave her hands over her. What is wrong? What is wrong with what the heck? You have no sin problems. If our fathers do that. Oh my God. Oh my God. God bless her. And I hope she's watching. She should repent too. It's not the will of God. And some of you, it's not because that's how God made you. You are copying structures. But this, you just see one man praying in tongues, doing like this. You, man, as a woman, you start boning. You want to allow the Holy Ghost do your own for you. Are you listening to me? Are you hearing me? A word is enough for the wise. 40 minutes has reached. Did I not tell you 40 minutes? You are joking. 11:20 we started. And we started and now. This will want to extend my service. They say I promised them Jesus. I'm not going to talk about you. I think I've ended the service. Can we celebrate the Lord? Yeah, so people should just fear God. That's all I have to say. If you are doing anything in this town, do it with the fear of God. Especially some of you that make cake. I had to contact one of my in-law recently to make me cake. When I heard price, I rushed to her. Her price was so fair. Where is that my in-law? In-law, raise your hand. Let them see that you make cake. Stand up. Let them see you. Very spiritual, holy price. Celebrate her. God-fearing price. I'm giving you people update, though. If you like, joke with this update. She made Pastor Anne's wedding cake. That beautiful cake. Oh my God. Hallelujah. If I had not married, you would have done my wedding cake. She will make your wedding cake in the name of Jesus. You can sit down. Yes, yeah, so yeah, I just wanted to introduce her to some of you who are interested in cakes. Hallelujah to Jesus. This update, if your price is around what we are not expecting, like, I mean, on godly prices, we are scared of you. Are we together? All right, with everything we have said, let's bow our heads and pray in the spirit. Think about everything we've said. And just give God praise.
I just wanna praise you. Lift my voice and say, I love you, you are everything to me. And I exalt your holy name. I exalt your holy name. I exalt your holy name on high. Go ahead and pray in the spirit and thank the Lord for his word. Thank him. Thank him, 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 like you've never thanked him before. You are everything to me. I exalt your holy name, and I exalt your holy name. Exalt your home. Whoosh. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. You are holy. Holy, holy is. Whoosh. For you are glorious and mighty to be praised. You are the Lamb upon the throne. Oh, and on. So you will lift our voices, and you are blessed. Oh, Shabakara da Baya Kura da Baya. For you are glorious, for you are glorious. Pray in the Holy Ghost. You are the Lamb upon the throne, yeah, and on to you we live. You are the Lamb. Ora bakayaba, you are the Lamb upon the throne. You are the Lamb upon. Woo! Enama kona na baya kona baladeya. Yeah, you are the Lamb upon the throne. Hey, you are the Lamb. You are the Lamb upon the throne. Lego Bahala Nabaya. And so are you all in the name of Jesus. Can we celebrate Jesus? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
I'm sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.